on a solo tour. Advance tickets now on sale, $17. Kind of
a strange
random
number.
Random price.
Can you bring $16 and one doll hair?
It's an all-ages show that my wife is desperate to attend.
Are you going?
I actually am emceeing an event for the Access Schools tomorrow, so I will not be able to, but I think she will be there. 501-823-0090. Better for you. She'll be there, I won't. That is at the Rev Room tomorrow night. Tom Kiefer of Cinderella, Thursday at the Rev Room. Tonight, the Sheepdogs at Stickies from Saskatoon, Canada. The award-winning act appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine in 2012, reminiscent of the Allman Brothers. The Canadian act is doing some Southern rock, and they're doing it proud. Tickets are $10. Showtime 9:30 tonight at Stickies. It's the Sheepdogs.
I'm allergic to the Allman Brothers.
I'm allergic to Sheepdogs, so I guess we're even. All right, let's go to the Revolution Hotline without further ado and welcome in Harry Thomason, who will be here for the Little Rock Film Festival. It is a big week, obviously, for the community, and certainly a great opportunity for people to take in some fantastic films.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm okay. A little raspy voice, but I actually haven't been on tour. and I'm looking forward to being in Little Rock to the Film Festival, which has become one of the great events that everybody on the West Coast knows Little Rock for.
Well, that's good. You may have a raspy voice, Harry, but you sound a lot better than the lead singer from Cinderella.
Oh, okay.
Although he made having a raspy voice into a career, so it worked out fine for him. Can I ask you a personal question to start this interview?
You can.
What does the Z stand for in Harry Z. Thomason?
Well, it stands for Zell. My mother's best friend was fascinated with an old 40s singer named Harry Von Zell, and so she insisted that the Zell be put in there.
Okay. There you go. You're a Hampton, Arkansas native, so how does someone go from Little Hampton, Arkansas, to becoming a successful person in television and film?
I don't know. I tell you, I grew up around great storytellers, to tell the truth, and including the kid who lived next door, who was several years older than I was, named Charles B. Pierce, who became quite a filmmaker himself.
Yeah.
And so I've always attributed any success I've had to a bunch of guys sitting around telling stories around a campfire in Hampton, Arkansas.
Well, you've got a project that you're going to be talking about when you come in for the film festival, which is Bridegroom, which has certainly gotten a lot of good attention. I know other film festivals have taken notice, and it did real well at Tribeca. I know the Audience Award it won. So
that's right. The audience picked it as the best show in the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. And we think that's a great honor, but it's a different kind of film, and mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how people in Little Rock react to the film. Also,
yeah, it's about, for those who don't know, it's about two men who had a very committed emotional relationship. One of the gentlemen passed away, and just take it from there. I mean, it's about a struggle of what between these two guys and
well, it's about two young guys that we met about 7 or 8 years ago. They were seated at our table at a wedding thing, and we really liked just two all-American kids, and it turned out they were in a committed relationship to each other, and it's they had built a business and bought a house, built a life together, and when something accidentally happens to one of them, the film is primarily about the struggle that you have if you don't have the same rights that other relationships have. And to me, it's never been about gay or anything else. It's been about, hey, the Constitution guarantees you certain things. I've always been politically on the opposite side of the fence of Ted Olson, who is defending this or trying to get these rights established in the Supreme Court. But I do agree with him that it's none of my business, and so I'm going to stay out of it. And so, but everyone should have the same rights. And so that's basically what the film is about.
Harry Thomason joining us on the Revolution Hotline, and it's and Shane will be here, right? One of the gentlemen.
Shane will be there. He's on his way there tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
And I'll be there Friday.
Now, I was talking to Tim Jackson, too, this morning, and he was telling me, and I've also gotten some information from Courtney Pledger, about the effort to get this film made and the fact that there was a real, I guess, swell of support online to help raise funds to get this film made.
what we did, we went on to Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding site, and we first of all, some months before, Shane had posted a little piece on YouTube, and it got over 3.5 million hits. And so some of Shane's friends that are also friends of ours, adults, came to us and said, hey, Shane needs help, you know, somebody should do a film about this. And Linda thought that was a great idea. I never wanted to shy away from controversy, so we stepped into it. We went to Kickstarter, a crowdfunding site, and said, here's what we need to do, guys. We want to make this film. Here's what it's about. Here's who's making it. And Kickstarter said nobody has ever raised over $100,000 to do a film on Kickstarter. And I, because I was wanting to raise $600,000, which is what I knew the film would cost and what we'd all collectively figured it would cost. And so they wouldn't let me. And so we sort of bargained it down to, they said, well, we'll let you raise $350,000 and you're going to fail. And I said, okay, just post it online that we tried and failed. Mm-hmm. But they let us go for it. And after that, they were very encouraging. And we had over 6,508 contributed $380,000 toward doing the film.
That's remarkable. Harry Thomason joining us on the Revolution Hotline. He will be here as part of the Little Rock Film Festival this weekend. And The Last Ride, which is a movie we've talked a lot about on the show, the Hank Williams story, and Tim Jackson has been in to talk about that a few times too, is about to be released on video on demand. So a lot of folks who have been hearing a lot about it will finally get a chance to see it. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and your excitement?
Yeah, you know, of course, Tim produced the movie with us and was our savior in Little Rock, and is the reason the thing got finished, and with help from some other people. And it comes out June the 4th. It's either June the 4th or June the 6th. And if you watch the CMT Music Awards or that cable channel, anything around it, you'll see a blitz of advertising promotion about the show and on other media outlets in the country. Fox has really gotten behind the film, and they really believe in the film, and so they've actually stepped to the plate. So as of that first week in June, you know, it'll be Redbox, Walmart, downloads, Amazon, you name it, and it'll be there. And it's a good film, and the reviews on the film were very gratifying. And so we're looking forward to it, and we're excited that Fox is excited.
Speaking of gratifying, and you alluded to this already earlier, but you've got to be thrilled being an Arkansas native to see the kind of growth and interest that the Little Rock Film Festival has created.
My gosh, everywhere we go, we talk about the Little Rock Film Festival, and it's funny how many people, even though it's a fairly young festival, that how many people already know about it. And I think that the film festival has been lucky and smart, and they picked a couple of up-and-coming artists that are going to be big-time film players, and they are so loyal to the Little Rock Film Festival. And Brent and Craig and everybody that runs it, and so I just think they're building something that's going to become one of the better and well-known film festivals in this country, for sure.
Well, we're certainly hoping so. What are you working on now? What's the next project for you?
Actually, Linda's working on a Broadway play with Sissy Spacek. That's what she's got to do next once we recover from this.
Yeah. So. What's that about?
It's about... It's a story called Southern Comfort, which was based on a documentary that appeared on HBO some years ago. It's also about rights. You know, it's just about constitutional rights. So, and we don't. It just worked out that way. We've not said the rest of our lives we're going to do something about constitutional rights. You know, we're also working on a film called Bobby Ewing, which is about it's about immigration, but it's funny. I mean, it's a comedy, and it's about a guy that keeps trying to break into the United States, and it's based somewhat on a true story of a guy that tried about 30 times to get into the U.S. before he was successful.
Interesting. It's not about JR's brother on Dallas.
Well, here's the thing. The kid, this is the truth, raised in a Romanian orphanage, and all they had were old, you know, old tapes of Dallas. And so the way he learned to speak English, and it was watching the television series Dallas, mm-hmm. which, by the way, was extremely popular in Romania at the time and still is.
Yeah.
And so that's, and so he decides to name himself Bobby Ewing before he starts his adventures to get into the U.S.
That's awesome. Well, he also learned how to cheat on his wife and drink scotch then, too. So Dallas is so valuable
maybe
in so many ways. I mean, it's good stuff.
But I tell you one thing. I know the film festival. I know how popular you guys are, and I know both Courtney Pledger at the Hot Springs Film Festival and the guys at the Little Rock Film Festival, they certainly count you as among their friends, and I count you as among our friends, too.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very nice. That's the nicest thing anybody said to me in a long time. Normally, people just ridicule us when they call in.
No, we don't ridicule you. You are a bright and shining example of what we want people to know and think about Arkansas.
Yeah, well, we try to get behind things that we think are important to the community. I think this has been a great gem for the city, and yeah, the Renault brothers certainly deserve a lot of credit, like you said. And the
Renault brothers deserve so much credit.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're so good at their craft, too.
Mm-hmm. When are you getting in town, Harry?
I get there Friday a little afternoon.
All right. Well, have a safe travel here, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Harry Thomason will be here again as part of the film festival. By the way, if you're interested in seeing Bridegroom, it will be at the film festival, also going to be released, I understand, this fall in a little wider release. So there you go. And, again, The Last Ride coming out soon, too.